Gary Gray, last name G-R-A-Y, first name G-A-R-Y, 21272. His complaints, numero uno, follow-up of hypertension. Number two, follow-up of thyroid cysts. Number three, history of abdominal pain. Number four, family history of stroke. Number five, history of pleural edema. Number six, left shoulder pain. Number seven, follow-up of hyperlipidemia. Our patient is a 50-year-old obese gentleman, weighs 300 pounds, comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems. Period. In the paragraph, patient has long-standing symptoms of sleep apnea and has refused to do anything about it. In his echocardiogram today, there's evidence of RVH and definite signs of sleep apnea. We had a long discussion regarding how people die with sleep apnea in their sleep, and he's willing to do something about that, so we're going to get a sleep study done ASAP. Period. New paragraph. He also has other issues that I mentioned, history of thyroid cyst, abdominal pain, and a fatty liver. Period. Allergy, none. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, surgery. Right hand social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's a water and sewer worker. He likes to work on cars. He stays up till 2 in the morning working on cars, but partially because he can't sleep. Family history, mom died of lung cancer. Dad is alive with history of prostate cancer. Patient's medication includes Losartan 100/25 once a day, Lopid 600 BID. Immunization for COVID is up to date. He weighs 300 pounds, 95%, 98, 16, 59, 173 over 85. Review of the chart indicates that blood pressure has been much better controlled. He's elevated today because he's anxious. His blood pressure is elevated. His blood pressure is... His blood pressure is elevated because of his anxiety. He's going to have his blood pressure checked at home. Also, he states that he hasn't been very effective taking his medication on a regular basis. Heart positive, small positive, 2, 2 over 6, systolic ejection, remember noted, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, TMs are clear, skin shows the rash, or mucosa with lesion, what's called non-focal, trace edema, lower extremity noted. Assessment number 1, ultrasound of the liver shows fatty liver, which has been present in the past. Number 2, must lose some weight. Number 3, unfortunately, it's going to be very impossible for him to lose weight if he has sleep apnea untreated. Number 4, he's going to have a sleep study done ASAP. Number 5, check testosterone level, which goes hand in hand with sleep apnea. Number 6, history of thyroid cyst. Today, he does have multiple cysts. The biggest one is 1.03. On the left side, recommended evaluation by endocrinologist and biopsy since it's over 1 centimeter, but patient wants to wait and recheck it again in 3 months. We'll do that per patient's request. Next number is RVH. Next number is obesity. Next number is diet and exercise discussed. Next number is effect of sleep apnea on weight gain discussed. Next number is as far as pleural edema, there's no sign of DVT. Next number, mild PVD noted. Next number, sleep study ordered as soon as possible once again. Next number is echocardiogram shows LVH. We're consistent with his heart issues, his long-standing hypertension. Next number, call me in 3 days with blood pressure readings. Next number is abdominal pain, multifactorial, most likely gastroesophageal reflux. Next number, he doesn't want any medication. He wants to try to lose weight to help with his reflux symptoms. Next number is mild BPH symptoms noted as well. Next number is mild sexual dysfunction, wants no medication. We'll check at testosterone level and decide what we need to do next. Thank you.